So we're all looking nice in our white shirts, and we're all ready to do an awesome presentation on clay. I'm sure you heard a lot of us last year, mostly, can we please have your money? That was what we were usually saying. But with that, we went to clay 2016 in Prince Edward Island, and we had a really good time. So we're going to tell you guys all about it. Yay, it's right. Come on, guys. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, Lord. Okay, maybe we're not as pumped as I thought we were. To Rafa, yeah. There's plenty of French accents and rapping announcements that led up to this moment, but now we're going to present on it. Fair warning, all of you will be sick of my voice by the end of this. Okay. Yeah, you never get sick of my voice, right? Thanks, Marilyn. We're experiencing technical difficulties. You're out too. Oh no. How am I supposed to become famous? Come on. Get that thing going. Pray. Yeah. Let's play a game of Simon Says. Come on. No? No? Okay. So you I tried. Ooh, yay. I brought to you by the senior choir. Click the back arrow. Oh, sorry. Yes. Yeah. All right. I asked these guys if I could have a super cool pointy stick, but they said that I was dangerous with it, and they didn't trust me. So, I got a laser pointer instead. So, this is our presentation on clay 2016, and we're about to bring the house down. So, clay, I'm missing. Clay stands for the Canadian Lutheran Anglican Youth Gathering? Gathering? I thought it was conference. Shouldn't it be? It was my conference, I think. That's Emmeline and Rebecca looking super swag on the University of Prince Edward Island thing, because that's where it was held, at University of Prince Edward Island. So it was for ages 14 to 19, and I think it was around 1,000 people from all over the country, Lutheran and Anglican, met together one place, and we all had a great time. So there's us. That was pretty early in the morning, so half of us are kind of dying. Hadn't slept in like 4 days. So there was 9 of us, and there's 2 leaders, and Fardon. And this is just showing how we got there. Some of us flew, some of us took the pilgrimage, which I think Alyssa's going to talk about. And but we all got there safe. We all had a good time. Oh, okay, we've switched slides already. So there was lots of Lutherans there, but mostly Lutherans, but like, come on, it was us. So trust me, they knew Anglicans were there. It was okay. Oh, we're really flying through these. This is about participation in the past. Okay, There used to be only two of us in 2008, not me, just two people in the diocese in general that went to Clay, 2008. And then last Clay, there's 40, and now there's 63 of us. So there was only 194 Anglicans, I think. And 63 of them were from our diocese, so that's pretty cool. And I think that's our group, the pilgrimage group. Yeah. So we were well represented, and now we're going to let Alyssa talk about the pilgrimage. They got ice cream, and I didn't.
Me, Father Don, and Adriana went on the pilgrimage. The pilgrimage was a wonderful experience that developed my faith, helped me get a better understanding of how the Anglican Church began, and I met a lot of new friends and made memories that I'll never forget. On the first day of the pilgrimage, we did an icebreaker where we would move back one seat on the bus, and we'd be asked questions, and we would share our answers with the person we're sitting beside. One of the questions that stuck with me was, if you were to ask God one question, what would it be? And my answer was, what do humans need to do for there to be world peace? Another aspect of the pilgrimage that I enjoyed was learning about how the Anglican Church was formed. I learned that King Henry VIII wanted a divorce, and the Pope didn't grant it to him. I didn't know that before. And he really liked the Roman Catholic faith, but he didn't like that he couldn't get a divorce. I met a lot of new friends that are part of the Diocese of Huron, and I enjoyed being around a group of friends that shared the same faith as me and who had similar values as well. There's nothing I would change about the pilgrimage. I had a wonderful experience, and I can't wait to go on the pilgrimage in 2018 to Thunder Bay.
It's a good thing she went on the pilgrimage, because I would have asked God, like, are they making another Lion King movie or something like that? Fingers crossed. So, this is talking about some stuff that we did at Clay, because we didn't just get there and then kind of take pictures. We actually did stuff. So we had our large group gatherings and worship, where they packed us all into a gym, and we had drama, we had worship, we had music. I think we have another slide talking more in depth about this. I'll get to it. And then we also did ministry projects. So at the start of the conference, you selected one thing that was of an interest to you, and you would have two sessions, one learn it, where you'd learn stuff about it, and one try it, where you'd try things. Wow. And then, okay. Does anyone know how to pronounce that word?
It's Irish.
I feel so, so stupid. Everyone knows how to pronounce that word, except we didn't. We were going, Kaylee. Okay. It was super cool, yeah. So we had a Kaylee. I think we're going to talk about that too. This is just going over some stuff that we did that we're going to talk more in depth about. Not for sale theme. Turn around, guys. All right.
Turn around, you can't see.
Creation is. Human beings are. Salvation is. Turn around again. Make this dramatic. Not for sale. All right. So this is just talking about our theme. The anniversary of the Reformation? I don't know this stuff. Okay, so this that's what we just did, except we did it so much more dramatically. And yeah, that's basically what the theme was. What's on our shirt? These are our large group gatherings, so as you can see, there's all of us in the gym. Yeah, so we had our keynote speakers, Mark Elbrecht and St. Peter's Lutheran in Kitchener. So we were all the way out there listening to a guy from Kitchener, so that was pretty cool. I mean, yeah. Yeah, we had worship, music, singing, the Clay Band. They were awesome. They played music well. The Man of Green Fables was the way they did their readings. It was by a guy that pretended like he was, you know, a spinoff of Anne of Green Gables. Yeah. Right? Knee slapper. Okay. We've got the keynote speaker there. We've got the drama group, I think. Or is that the drama group? That's the Eucharist. Well, I mean, maybe the drama group did the Eucharist. That would have been awesome. And there's the band. There's more of the band. As I said, they were super cool. We were also, there's all of us. There's the whole pile of teenagers dancing along to to church music, so it was awesome. Well, that's Price Tag by Jesse J. But most of it was church music. Yeah. They're all related to the theme, yeah. Come on, guys, sing it right now. Servant event. So they made us go out of our little hidey holes in the university and go into the community and do things. So as a group, well, as guys and girls, we had to separate because we were going to a Buddhist monastery and a nunnery. That's what our church did. And there the guys made bread rolls, and the girls made cookies, and we learned about what it means to be a Buddhist monk or nun, and their life. And I told the group that we already did this with, they get up at like 3:30 in the morning or something like that.
Oh, you'd never do that.
What the heck? I can barely get up at like 9 for church, for camp, yeah. Whew. Coffee is a super important thing for them. So there's us with our really cool hairnets on, making some bread. I was a pretty good dough roller, if I do say so myself. And we got some volunteer hours from the Great Enlightenment Buddhist Institute Society. Oh, I got that. That was awesome. Yep. There's us learning about, though that's actually the nuns. This is Rebecca. Sorry, I'm talking so much.
Okay, so the girls at Clay all went to the nunnery, and we took part in different sorts of prayers, and we made wishes on jewels for the health of others, and we also helped bake cookies for a local charity, and I think we can all agree that it was an amazing experience because we really got to learn more about their religion and how to strengthen our relationships with God and those around us, so yeah.
Tap in, all right. So, this was our morning mashup with the bishops. These pictures are hilarious because these were at like 8 in the morning or something. So, none of us are awake right now. We're just standing there. I think this picture on the left is the greatest representation of our group ever. And it just, I don't know, it just makes me laugh so much, that picture. Let's say that. I was praying. Having fun. Okay, that's what this was all about. Clay was all about having fun. So here's just some things that we had fun with. So we met all sorts of different people from all over the country. So now we got friends on all different reaches of the country, and that's pretty awesome, right? It's not every person that has friends from BC. So, yeah, that was cool, and Home Team Mixed Event. I always forget what that was. That was the water thing. Or we did an activity with water and what it would be like to have to carry your own water. And we got to eat lunch with a different group. So I know us guys were with a group from Winnipeg, Manitoba. And we ate lunch with them and then did this activity with them. And late night spots. At the end of the night, there was all sorts of different activities you could do. Most of us went to the dance because, you know, we like to get down. But yeah, that was really fun too. That's where you really got to meet people. And that's also a good representation of our group. That picture on the bottom right, I like that one. There's us with the water, the dance, and our leaders and Father Don. You guys are looking good. Oh, and this is some more pictures, some more fun, some more, she's eating cake. I got cake and ice cream. Okay. And then we went to the beach on Saturday night. So that was really awesome. We went to a nice beach with no scary fish or anything. We got an awesome dinner with actual edible food, not calf food for once. So that was fun. And then we were bused to the beach where we just hung out there. We went for a swim if you wanted to. You could have, there was a chance to take a hike on the dunes, well, around the dunes. And then we had this moving worship ceremony, which was really interesting. When it was dark, we had this ceremony with a bunch of candles and singing, and it made me really sleepy, but it was fun. There's us at the beach.
Oh, look at those two cuties.
There's... Was it? No! No, it wasn't. It was the ocean, and it was warm. What is going on? I tell you, yeah, global warming is not a myth. Yeah. That's our daily dose of sadness for today. But the beach was really fun. All right, ministry projects. We already talked about this a little bit, but there was a learn it and there was a try it. And we all did different sort of things. We had the girls, they did yoga. I'm going to show you their yoga thing. It's so funny. And us guys did, Eric did ecological justice, and we did the homelessness one, which was called Street Walk. Street Walk, yeah. So there's just some examples of the sessions that we have. Oh, and the leaders did Rhythms of Life, which was drumming. So yeah, and there was all sorts of things. Street Walk experience. Here we go. So the first, we had our Learn It, which we made this big house out of cardboard. And then we had our Try It, where we pretended to be homeless people for our session. We had a sort of scavenger hunt. So you had to go to a food bank and a donation center to get socks and to a public washroom to clean up and stuff like that, and really got into the role of what it would feel like to be a homeless person for a day. Yeah, so it was really powerful. And now we've got Eric, who's going to ask us some questions. Do you want this?
What was it like to be given clean socks by a street volunteer?
So, to be given socks by a street volunteer, I wasn't really in the mood of a homeless person. I was like, I'm not wearing any at this point. I feel bad about putting these on and ruining a perfectly good pair of socks that they could have given to someone else. But if I had been a homeless person, I would have felt nice to put on a clean pair of socks that would keep my feet warm and dry.
As a homeless person, what would it be like to depend on the food bank?
So at the food bank station, we were given food for a week, and we had to ration it out for a week and, like, make meal plans. So we were given, like, a bunch of jars of, like, jars and cans of, like, beans and non-perishable food items. And we had to, like, find out a way to open a can, but we only had a minute to do it. So we were sitting at a park bench, and I thought, what if we were to use the corner of the park bench to maybe open the can so you could actually get the non-perishable food items? Because you're probably not going to have a can opener as a homeless person.
How did it feel imagining that you only had the clothes that you were wearing? How did it feel to have nowhere to sleep and not being welcome to rest anywhere?
Can I go back to the microphone, please? Okay, I'm back at the microphone. So, that was really difficult because there was volunteers all over the place who acted as sort of police officers, I guess, that would chase you away for loitering and... they really didn't let you do anything. So, for example, when you got your clean socks, you'd have to find somewhere to put them on, but they wouldn't let you put them on if they caught you trying to do that, because then they'd say you're loitering and they would chase you all the way out to the other end of the university. So I thought that was really difficult. And for one of them, you had to find a place where you could sleep for 12 hours or so without anyone finding you. Yeah, I thought that was probably the hardest part, was trying to find that quiet space. Yoga time. It's not yoga time. Okay.
The homeless activity at Clay was quite stressful for me. Being at the food bank and only having 30 seconds to a minute to find what we would eat for the week. I found this activity to be aggravating at some points, with people yelling at us for loitering, and the chaos caused some of us to even lose our maps. They showed us that being homeless can be very stressful and that some people can be mean to them and even ignore them. We don't know their story. They could have lost their job, gone kicked out of the house, medical reasons, or they could even feel safer on the street than their last home. Not all homeless people are on the streets because of drugs. The thing I learned the most out of this activity was at the end of the day, we were going to go home to our dorms or houses where it is safe, warm, and we have lots of love. But the reality of the homeless is at the end of the day, they need to find a park bench for warmth and safety. We need to remember that we're all children of God, and we deserve to be treated equally, even if we are homeless.
So me, Rebecca, and Alyssa did the yoga, the Christian yoga. And so we learned by the woman who did it, we learned that yoga is very spiritual and it's a very calming time where you can really relax and you can like rethink over basically your life. And it's a good time for prayer. And so we wanted to show you one of the yoga routines, I guess, that we learned.
Hello, mountain. Hello, sky. Hello, earth, and watch your feet goodbye. Hello, dog. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Hello, cat. Meow, meow, meow. Hello, cow. Munch, munch, munch. Hello, dolphin. Splash, splash, splish. Hello, cobra. Slither, slither, bis. Goodbye, cobra. Goodbye, dolphin. Goodbye, cow. Goodbye, cat. Goodbye, dog. Goodbye, earth. Goodbye, sky. Goodbye.
So that was our physically fit youth members actually pulling that off. Rhythms of life. Do you leaders want to get a word in about this?
Oh, this was just what Father Don and Allison and I chose. We thought would be fun. So it was fun and hard. The trick was all of us to stay with the same rhythm. They kept stopping us. People would speed up and slow down. And it's just an interesting experience when we all get together kind of as a community and we can all stay together and, you know, maybe even in a worship space together. So we've actually... just today, got John Ryrie's empty ice cream tubs, and we're going to carry this forward with our youth and maybe with you as well. So it's fun.
We're going to be rock stars, so get ready for that. And here's just some good memories. Where's my awesome laser pointer? All right. So large group gatherings, dances, music, the beach. Those are just some highlights that we had of the trip. It was all really awesome. Meeting new people was probably the best part. Just getting to know everyone and meet people that are similar to you. Yeah, I think that's what really made Clay great. And next slide. So, what do we think about 2018, guys? Jeez. They're like mimes. All right. Well, I think it's a big yes. So in 2 years, we're going to have Clay at Thunder Bay, and I think we are all looking to go, which you guys all know what that means. In a year's time, we'll be back up here, rapping or something about wanting your money. But it all goes to really, we really learned stuff out of it, and really learned what it means to be Anglican, and we really have a fun time. So I want to thank all of you guys for letting us have this opportunity. And yeah, that's our presentation on Clay 2016.